Proclamation number 0852 of 6th of April, 1939. Source of Truth. Spiritual Community. Spiritual Light. You are introduced to completely unknown fields and therefore have an extraordinarily versatile knowledge. This alone should make the doubter wonder why a person can be considered to be versed in so many areas in such a short time, yet he can continue to draw from the first source and, as it were, never reach the bottom of all knowledge, for even if he draws and draws, the source is inexhaustible. It will only ever let the living water flow out, and anyone who wants to draw and drink from the source of truth will remain eternally grateful to the Heavenly Father for his love. Thus there remains an everlasting spiritual community, a circle of spiritually striving and spiritually instructing beings, which continuously receive and give and only for the purpose of furthering the soul. Only those who profess this community will also remain in contact with the beings in the beyond who want to place the human being into a state already on earth which will bring them closer to the divine Savior. The light which emanates from the sun visible to you has the power to have an invigorating effect on everything which is exposed to the rays of the sun. But now the spiritual light has the same task to an even greater extent. It is intended to have an invigorating effect on all people's thinking and ultimately should also be passed on to the willing earthly children, for its strength is unbelievably strong and fills everything with life. It gives right content to people who desire to stand in this light. And therefore it is advisable to cultivate spiritual knowledge, i.e., to consider it the only important thing in earthly life and to use every opportunity to enter the circle of light of divine grace, which is nevertheless offered to people in the very form that the spiritual world of the beyond places itself at the service of the Lord and instructs the human being in his will without restriction, only adapted to the will of the recipient, who alone determines the extent to which spiritual knowledge is imparted to him. For the human being's will is determining. He can accept and reject. He can be eager to receive and also sluggishly or reluctantly accept the gifts from above, and the human being's spiritual success will also be accordingly. Amen.